cotton that defends itself on today's Moment of Science. We live in the age of genetic engineering. It seems that every week a newly engineered plant is announced, and there's a good deal of concern over whether this is always a good thing. Before one even gets to the question of potential threats posed by genetically modified crops, though, one has to answer a more basic question. Do they work? In other words, is there any evidence that genetically modified crops are making some farms more productive or more reliable or more easily run than before? Now, dramatic data from India answer this question with a strong, if tentative, yes. The crop in question is cotton. A genetically altered form of the plant, known as BT cotton, sports a toxin gene lifted from bacteria. The result is, hold your breath, cotton plants that grow their own pesticide. It sounds like science fiction, but it's quite real. And BT cotton seems to be working, at least in India. Smallish farms in that country have reported an increase of 80% in their cotton yield since they switched to BT cotton. That's a huge difference. Less dramatic improvements have been found for BT cotton in Arizona crops. This may be a significant finding for regions of the world where pesticides are too expensive or too difficult to procure for many farmers, and where insects routinely destroy crops. Of course, it's still unknown whether the genetically produced resistance to certain insects will last, or whether the insects will simply become resistant to the BT toxin themselves. And will there be long-term consequences for crops, for insects, or for consumers? On that question, the jury is still out. This Moment of Science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research and Textilery Weavers of Bloomington, Indiana, creating handwoven throws, pillows, and accessories for America's home since 1979. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Lauren Riesberg in biology. I'm Don Glass.